He just lost it. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Why would Terry Thompson release 17 lions, 18 Bengal tigers, plus wolves, baboons, monkeys, bears from his private zoo near Zanesville, Ohio, and then kill himself? Neighbors speculated that his pending divorce may have pushed him over the edge.
He just must have lost it. That's just the long and short of it.
What did not surprise people familiar with the exotic animal market is that this happened in Ohio. Tim Harrison, the founder of Outreach for Animals, says Ohio's hands-off policy has made it ground zero for this kind of thing.
There's auctions all across the country. Ohio's the number one offender in the United States right now for having these massive auctions. You can buy a hyena, you can buy an African lion, you can buy a cougar. And in fact, there's so many of cougars and lions out there and tigers, they're giving them away for free.
At least these animals are outdoors. Some owners try to keep them indoors.
In Cincinnati area, we had a 600-pound white tiger that was in a man's basement. Well, this guy was training his white tiger to be an attack tiger, and it did. It attacked him.
John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, has been criticized for letting Ohio's exotic animal law expire last April. Don't worry, he says, there'll be a new one in place soon. But this is just another example of why we end up with so many laws inhibiting our pursuit of happiness, right? We all want to be free to pursue happiness, but there are some people out there who have some pretty wacky definitions of happiness.
We live next to Terry Thompson, and there's a bear and a lion out.
There's a bear and a lion out?
Yeah, right behind us.
When your happiness looks like it might leap across the yard and take a bite out of my happiness, that's when the laws start flying. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.